Live from the Punky Treehouse, it's
Punky! This is Punky. This is Punky.
Oh, Goober Goober.
Hello.
I'm still knackered.
You are.
Well done, you've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And my voice might have gone forever.
Has it, really?
I spoke to someone who knows about voices and that.
Yeah.
And they think my throat is suckering. They think my throat is suffering a vocal shock.
That's quite bad, really.
I'd like to know what I said that it noticed that the rest of my body didn't.
See, I didn't even notice it until we got back from America and it really went.
Yeah.
And it's been 3 weeks.
That was 3 weeks ago and it had gone in America.
Yeah. Well, All right.
That's the thing. It was going in America. And the sensible thing to do would have been to stop drinking, smoking and talking.
Yeah.
But I was having too much fun in foreign climes.
Foreign climes. Climbing.
I was in foreign climes.
Oh, not foreign climbing.
Yeah,
oh,
I wasn't climbing foreigners.
Well, okay.
John,
what you do is your own business.
Yeah, my problem was I was climbing too many foreigners and I got a vocal shock. And that's not rhyming slang.
Okay.
We have got a terrific phrase of the week this week.
Okay.
Terrific. Except I'm not going to tell you what it is till later on in the show.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is the Needles, of course.
It is.
First up, band we played before. And what I did, because of the postal strike.
Yeah.
Because as discussed, what did you call the postman?
When?
Just now.
Oh, tampons.
No. Tony, there's no subtlety to you, is there?
What did I call the postman?
You said the postman had been stuck up cunts.
Oh, right.
Yeah, or whichever way around it was. But yes, postman is an anagram of tampon. And yeah, they have been stuck up cunts recently, so it's absolutely fine.
I got a letter this morning from the 6th of October, and it's now the 22nd.
And who are the 6th of October? They sound like a very, very naughty...
It's good. It's renewing my membership.
Extremely, extremely fundamental Islamist. The 6th of October. That's right.
They don't wear green veils, though. I had to get that one.
Why do they wear green veils?
Don't know. Just the way they do. Mine is not the reason to question. I just do it. I like green.
You're a right good Muslim, you are. Yeah, don't question anything, mate.
No,
just go. It says it in the book.
It's green. I like green.
That's
all it to me.
You are a colour-coordinated Islamist of the first order.
But we eat well on planes.
No,
Hindu, isn't it? Oh, God.
I'm just playing a song before you embarrass yourself any further.
Not possible.
This is by a band called Kaluza, who we've played before. We played Vanina before. And I revisited some of our stuff we played a while ago because of the postal strike, because we haven't been getting CDs through.
Yeah.
And I needed to prepare stuff for this show rather than wait until it arrived on the day, which some of it did, so that'll be on next week. So it's getting there. But when I went to Kaluza's page, I looked down their thing, and the second thing said Vanina on Punky.
All right.
I went, what can this be? So I played it, and there's an excerpt of our show of us introducing the track we played on the show, and they've put it on their MySpace.
No way.
As their second thing. And I thought, you absolute dancers, I must revisit your album immediately. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Kaluza's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Kaluza?
No, MySpace.com/Kaluza Rocks. Kaluza Rocks. Probably be in the internet one. Tony Neal. This is a bit of rhyming slang for you, mate. I'll tell you what, this is about that James Bond character. This is Dog and Pony.
Dog and Pony, Dog and Pony, Dog and Pony Show. Dog and Pony, Dog and Pony, Dog and Pony Show. Dog and Pony. Dog Pony, Dog Pony Show. Say you want me to be more spunky, Dog and Pony Show. Or you find someone more hunky, Dog and Pony Show. Say you want me to pass your test, Dog and Pony Show. I will give me some math, Dog and Pony Show. Dog and Pony, Dog and Pony, Dog and Pony Show. Dog and Pony, Dog and Pony, Dog and Pony Show. Say you want me to be more spunky, dog and pony show. Or you find someone more hunky, dog and pony show. You say you want me to pass your test, dog and pony show. I will if you give me some math, dog and pony show. Dog and pony, dog and pony, dog and pony show. Dog and pony, dog and pony, dog and pony show.
Dog and pony, dog and pony, dog and pony show. Dog and pony, dog and pony, dog and pony show.
It's close.
He said something that was spunky. Guess what we are? It's spunky. That, I really like that. That's a really nice album. The album is, I'd say they'll be pissed off at me calling it nice, won't they? That is, the album's called A Form of Love. Do you remember? A Form of Love. Kin Blurred. They've got it all on there. It's
really?
All on the, yeah, it's brilliant. Check out their page. Good lads. Very
excellent.
Funny. I like them. This is Jeff Ugly Shoes of the Cemetery Surfers, who I have a feeling
yes.
we might be hearing from Jeff any minute now.
Oh, excellent.
In our punky MySpace latest comments.
Hey.
Because MySpace is a fantastic way to get in touch with us. MySpace.com/punky radio. I'm having a bit of a MySpace renaissance.
Are you?
MySpace-ons,
if
you like.
Okay.
I'm having a MySpace-ons. This could be a great word of the week, actually. For someone who's dabbled with Facebook but has decided MySpace is pretty cool after all.
Yeah.
And they're having a MySpace-ons. That might have to be next week's word of the week, because this, I can't wait for this one.
Okay.
Anyway, I've just thought of that.
Right.
Because I'm clever. Get in touch. It's myspace.com/punkyradio. It's the best way to get a comment read out on the show. That's the long and the short of it, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Because I read out 5 minimum every week. So stick it. And it makes a change from all the band shite we get on there as well.
Yeah.
Because we keep getting bands advertising themselves, which we leave up because we want to support them. We're uniting fans and bands
across the land.
We don't want to stop doing that. But it's nice to get some of your brilliant comments in amongst. And we've got some great ones this week. So our first one's from the Manic Hispanic. Hey guys, my school is hosting a trip to London over the summer. I was planning on going, except for one thing. It's fucking $2,500 to go, so like £20? Yeah, one psycho pound.
Yeah.
Either way, it's a lot of money, but my friend is going, so I'll have him buy me a bunch of CDs there, but he won't be able to afford them, will he?
No.
Anyway, and who knows, maybe I'll somehow scrap up the money, so we will see what happens. The Manic Hispanic. I don't think I want the Manic Hispanic coming to England.
No?
We've had quite a bit of social intercourse.
Okay.
With the Manic Hispanic. And I think his name is deserved.
Oh.
And I'm a little bit concerned. He's like, he could almost be called the Unwell Manuel. I'm not sure I want him rampaging around London going, ke. Half of Barcelona.
Psycho Pounds has been in touch, by the way.
Psycho Pounds sent us some photos. Have you got the video? I got some photos.
He's mailing me the video on a DVD.
Brilliant.
So, yeah.
And he is now just called Psycho Pounds.
He's Psycho Pounds, of course he is.
he used to be called Stefan C, not anymore, mate. Psycho Pounds. All right, Psycho Pounds.
Yeah, cheers, man.
And he didn't make it to the comedy show last month. I hope he's going to make it.
Okay.
To the next one, and thank you so much, Psycho Pounds, or PP, as I may call him.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah, the P silent, you know, like Rick. yeah, Psycho Pounds is class.
Excellent.
Psycho Pounds in the house means respect and big wadge of cash in the back bin.
Yeah, that's right.
Cooper, we love the punky radio. Can't think of a better way to get our punk music and British humour fix. It's all right here, rolled into one fantastic show. Plus, you keep us up to date on all the twats out there. Surely some type of humanitarian award is in order for that. Then you can be the humanitarian award-winning Paul B. Edwards and the humanitarian award-winning Tony Hearn. Keep it up, and thanks for running us the Drive-In Podcast.
Right.
Find out more about the Drive-In Podcast by going to our page and clicking on their comment.
Nice.
See what I've done there?
Yeah.
Just heard your yesterday's podcast. Woohoo! You guys went to Bahrain. No, we didn't. I did.
Yeah.
How come I didn't see you? Well, there's more than one person there. I just moved from there. Maybe that's why you didn't see me.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, keep up the good work. I love you.
Oh.
Both of you.
Oh.
Not just Paulie, who apparently now is my son. Bye, Megan.
Ah.
That's...
the Papa Mr. Tommy.
Crazy Tommy's bin. Yeah.
Nice.
Crazy Tommy's bin, CTB, as she will now be known.
CTB.
You see, the next time we get a comment from Tommy,
yeah.
I'll bet you one psycho pound.
Well, that's a lot. Wow.
That it's signed by Tommy and...
CTP.
Whatever I just said.
All right, okay.
What did I just say?
CTP.
What does that mean?
Can't remember.
No, that'd be CR.
All right. God, so clever.
What's CTP?
I don't know. It's quite late.
I already can't remember. What was I talking about?
I don't know. Who are you?
What are you doing in my bedroom?
I don't know.
No. Come on, how did we get to that, CTP?
Current Tom... No, I don't know. It was the current Mrs. Tommy, but I can't remember how we got to CTP.
Well, that would be CMT.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Christ.
Let's move on. We'll listen back to it.
Yeah.
And then we'll both be surprised.
If you can listen to this show...
Just rewind it 10 seconds.
Before... we finished it, and you can email paulieb@paulieradio.com. You're worth a psycho pound. Because I've got no idea what we were talking about but a minute ago. Anyway, thanks for getting in touch, Megan. Mum. Hey, Paulie. Yeah, I'm on Trent Island. I'm a DJ,
ooh,
and I'm also teaching people how to DJ, etc. Ha ha. I tried for a job on punk radio cast splitters, but demo didn't go too well. Laugh out loud. Oh, by the way, sorry I took so long to reply. I'm a lazy cunt.
Fair enough.
And yeah, keep up the good work. Oh, and come in Second Life sometime while it's being played live. Yeah, lol. I'm getting a bit tired of this. Have we discussed this before?
What's that?
All these lols.
Lol.
Business, yeah. Lol. And where am I? Oh, yeah. Those Yank accents were hilarious. Yeah, funny cunts. DJ Punctatious. I'm not really surprised you didn't get the job on Punk Radio Cast, because if I'm not mistaken, the word cunt is in there 3 times in 6 lines,
and even more offensively, lol.
Even more offensively, lol. Yeah, and BTW.
Ooh.
I know. See, I was letting it go, and then he's coming with. I mean, in Second Life, of course, anything can happen.
Yeah,
it's not like the real world, where you say cunt 3 times in 6 sentences and someone has a massive go at you, because they're too busy by the sideshow of German cyber rape. As discussed. I wonder what's happened in that case. I should really track it down.
Yeah.
I should track it down. Perhaps he's been sent to imaginary prison.
Probably.
But yeah, if you are on Second Life, head for Trent Island.
And stay away from Lord Raylock.
No, don't. I reckon if he's on Second Life, you know, because I haven't told him who my character is, have I? But I'm going to let people know now.
Okay.
That my character on Second Life would be called Trafalgar Hastings. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
He would be Trafalgar Hastings, except Second Life and its infinite wisdom won't let me on there.
Because it's not a name or something, isn't it? Or
No, I don't know why it won't. It just, as soon as I subscribed, it immediately cancelled me.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I did everything right. I did everything by the way. I followed the instructions and everything.
Okay.
And it just... I got on and it immediately cancelled me.
Bastards.
So, we need to speak to our man about this.
Yeah.
Because now... because no one else can have that name. The name's registered. It's mine. I am Trafalgar Hastings.
I am not a number.
No, I'm not. I'm Trafalgar Hastings.
Okay.
But I am not a number. I'm in a bloody recycle bin. It's really annoying me. Any road up. More of Second Life next week.
Yes. Okay, we've got podcast. Any comments?
What makes you think I've finished? Just because I can't.
I thought you were waving me on.
Just because I can't talk anymore doesn't mean I'm not going to talk forever.
Okay, you carry on.
Oh, my sweet anal dwelling butt monkeys.
Yes.
Punky Radio is brilliant. I have new amounts of respect for you. Bows worships that weird grovelling thing that people in moths do, etc. burn my face.
What?
Well, thanks. Dear Gitface, how dare you ruin my reputation? There's a load, all right, too, of girlies in Germany that are now broken-hearted, and you forgot to tell them all how good-looking I am. Humph, you'll be sorry, just you wait. John Codger, that's my boyfriend.
Oh,
I'm going to have to redo this now in his stupid Macam accent. Wait, change of this, dear Gitface. How dare you ruin my reputation? There's a load, all right, too, of girlies in Germany that are now broken-hearted, and you forgot them broken-hearted, and you forgot to tell them all how good-looking I am. Like, humph, you'll be sorry, just you wait. Wait, change of this. I'm going on holiday with John next year.
I bet you are.
To Dusseldorf.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Dusseldorf?
Yeah, I think we're going to go to Amsterdam, and then we're going to bomb each other. All the way to Dusseldorf.
I feel you shared a bit too much.
Do you
want
to do those now? Why don't you do those after the next
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea.
And then we could maybe... I've got a plan.
I see what you've got
a plan. I've been guilty of over-talking.
Okay.
Just as well, then, that we should be playing Dangers Close again.
Ah, wicked.
Who, we played last week, and I've got a confession to make. I can't remember whether I said, but the song we played last week wasn't off the album. Did I
yeah,
say
Yeah, we
what?
Said it on there, yeah.
We did say that, they, yeah. that basically Chris, the lead singer, is a bit, she's not all there.
Right.
And she sent me a CD box with no CD in it. So we had to wait for the CD to come so we could play something off the album. Which is called Closer Than You Think, because danger's close, you see.
Oh, yeah.
You see
I
that,
like
now?
Them.
I think they're very nice ladies. Well, nice
she's
people.
She's really got good
I say voice. Nice ladies. There's only one lady in the band, although Jim looks like a bird.
Ah.
The drummer looks like a bird. Look
yeah?
at that picture. Look at that picture. Total
oh.
woman.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Total woman, yeah. Total woman. Sean looks hard. Paul looks all right. Reese looks hard. Jim looks like a bird.
Oh.
Paul can't read. We've established this. Paul lead guitar vocals. No reading.
No reading.
It doesn't say lead guitar vocals and reading.
No.
At any point, which is fair enough.
Right.
Because I sent them out a thing saying, you're on the show, and here's how you can listen to it.
Right.
And then he sent me a message about it saying, thanks very much for that. How do I listen to it? Anyway, what I want to know is, Tony, you've got a second crack at this.
Okay.
What is Dangerous Close's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/... Dangers Close Band?
No, myspace.com/ Dangers Close Music. If you listened to last week's show, you'd have known that.
Yeah, I did. I remembered it was Dangers Close something. that's as far as it went, really.
This is Swingers. Standing in a dark car, half a latte in your hand. Looking over your seahorse, standing there, really wanna be a man. Got a feeling you wanna be with her. Get a little more. Right then, Tony. That was Swingers.
Yes.
And this is serious, so be quiet.
Okay.
This comes from Sarah Pink on behalf of the Ruts. It's an official Ruts statement.
Okay.
Legendary guitarist Paul Fox died at home in Uxbridge at 3 a.m. yesterday morning, 21st of October 2007. Over the years, Paul has performed and recorded with many of the world's greatest musicians, but he will mainly be remembered for his revolutionary punk dub reggae fusion guitar playing with the influential punk band The Ruts. Paul had been in semi-retirement for several years, but went back out on the road in 2006 playing The Ruts music with Foxy's Ruts, which featured his son Lawrence Fox on drums. The band were well received both in the UK and Europe. Following his diagnosis with cancer at the end of May 2007, a benefit gig was organised featuring many of the musicians that Paul had worked with or alongside over the years. There was no doubt about the high esteem in which Paul was held by his fellow musicians, as the lineup read like a who's who of the UK punk scene, with performances by The Damned, Misty and Roots, The UK Subs, Tom Robinson, John Otway, Splodge, TV Smith and many more. For the first time in 27 years, the surviving members of the Ruts took to the stage together, with Henry Rollins standing in for the late Malcolm Owen, who died of drugs overdose in 1980. The night was a fitting tribute to one of our much underrated and unsung guitar heroes. Paul leaves behind his sons Lawrence and William and his wife Sharon. He will be dearly missed. As I say, Sarah Pink on behalf of the Ruts. It's a sad loss to punk rock, matey boy.
Yeah. Oh.
However... I've been looking forward to this. This is Mustang Lightning.
Okay.
And now, you know, I view messages from Black Cat with a certain amount of trepidation.
Yes.
However, this one is a beauty.
Okay.
This has come from Black Cat, regular listener. Over the other day, I've got so much to do before my holiday, I've got to have a false tan, manicure, tidy my hamster... Later it transpired she actually did have a hamster to tidy prior to letting her neighbour's 8-year-old look after it, but it's still a fucking magic euphemism for waxing your lady place.
Tidy my hamster.
P.S. I admitted an old lady with the name of Fanny Beaver last week, but that's another story. I've recently tidied my own hamster, of course.
Have you? Nice.
You've been paying attention to Facebook, you know all about it.
Never paid attention.
Excuse me. So yeah. I think it's a fantastic phrase for basically just for trimming up the downstairs area.
Right, okay.
The lady place or the gentleman place.
Tidying the hamster.
What will you be doing this evening? I don't know. Maybe have... Because it's with girls. It's girls, isn't it? It's
yeah.
Girls, maybe have a scented... Have a bubble bath with scented candles and enjoy a small glass of wine. Tidy my hamster.
Right, nice.
Then Roger Maharis with a big fat rabbit. Roger Rabbit.
That's wrong.
Tony, have you got a twat?
I haven't this week.
Oh dear, what's happened?
It's dried up. Again, people.
Have you been tidying your hamster a little bit aggressively?
A little bit too much, yeah. And not enough scented candles. Yes.
That makes no sense to me at all.
Not really.
But that's great.
Yes,
just the idea that you haven't got any because you'd run out of scented candles. I think I know where one of them might be.
Yeah, sorry about that. If you do have a twat to nominate, please, please do email me so we can continue this lovely feature. Tony@punkyradio.com. I just need the twat's name, where they're from.
I just need the twat's name, that's all.
I just need the
I'll
name.
I'll nail him.
Yeah, and coordinates. Where they're from and a reason for nomination. Please do email me.
We are particularly keen on twat nominations from non-Canadian residents. There has been rather a lot of North American twatage recently.
Yeah.
If you're from somewhere else.
And not your teacher.
Although, we're not being choosy.
No, not at all.
I mean, let's face it, there's more twats in the US and Canada than anywhere else in the world. That's why we're getting so many in. But if you happen to spot a twat in Taiwan...
Yeah, let me know.
Or
Tony,
perhaps on the Ganges.
Tony@punkyradio.com. That's me, and that's where you send your twats to. So please do.
But it's all right. It's all right, though, isn't it? Because I overran the first bit, you can do this bit now.
So here are the podcast alley comments for this week. Thank you again for all your votes. If you haven't voted so far this month, why?
Yes, why?
Go to punkradio.com.
You peni.
You top of the screen.
You peni.
Oh, too busy cleaning up the hamster. Tidying the hamster.
Yes.
Top of the screen, punkyradio.com is an important please vote for this link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in the comment. You if get, you so
look,
wish.
Why can't you say email?
Email.
So you can.
Email.
So when you read that, why do you always go email address?
Email.
So
I don't know.
You can do it.
It's when I construct a sentence around it.
Is that when it just falls apart?
It just falls to pieces. I have that bit missing from my mouth that makes me pronounce email properly.
Emo.
Yeah. So a little bit like that.
Email address.
Email address, subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments.
It'll be myspace.com/chopchop.
chopchop.com/
Kimblood.
Kinserb.
Kinserb.
Or you could go to myspace.com/punkyradio and enter your email address. Hit vote. It's quick and easy.
Or you could go to MySpace and enter my hamster.
Enter your hamster.
What a great Bruce Lee film that would have been.
Enter the hamster. Yeah. I'd watch it.
I would.
The Bruce Lee tribute band.
Of course, I think Richard Gere's already done one very similar.
Right, nice. Okay, and here are the comments. I've got six because I've got so many comments. Thank you all.
Well, get on with it.
Again, you only write me when you want something. I feel so cheap and used. Same again next month, Gareth Williams. Thank you for that, Gareth.
And thank you also very much for being such a stalwart of the Forest midfield several years ago.
Great show. I love Punky. Great hosts and great music. I would have their babies if it didn't hurt so much.
Hang on, who's this from?
Chairman Sean.
Oh, that was nearly good, wasn't it?
Yeah, nearly.
I don't really want to give anyone my babies.
Nearly?
Not my millions of tiny babies.
Aww. Just your boyfriend.
I think he could probably have them relatively safely.
Okay, that's alright then.
I say relatively safely.
Relatively.
It could involve a trip to casualty, but he won't be in there for labour.
Right, okay. Welcome back to Blighty. Where's my duty freeze, Tone? Where's the duty freeze? I think that's from Fat. Well, it's from Mail, but I think that might be Fatboy. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, hang on.
Probably
is.
Is it?
It is.
Yeah.
Did you buy him any fags?
No.
It's alright, you can have Codger.
Fair enough. Red Flag are the greatest band in the world. Ever. That's from Super Tommy. Thank you for that, Tommy.
I think we've got more Red Flag stuff from Tommy next week.
Probably.
He's got a good reason to like him.
They're from Ipswich.
Yeah. That's why I spoiled it, wasn't
he? Oh, sorry. Oh, I've just ruined that.
Yeah, but you really have.
He's organising a gig for alcohol in Ipswich, so thanks for that, Tommy.
Is he?
Yeah, for January, possibly.
Is that wise?
Don't know. What, for him or for me?
For all concerned.
For all Ipswich.
For him, you and Ipswich.
Probably not.
I think it might be... You might create antimatter if you meet him.
Possibly. Wonder how is my auntie Matter? She's nice.
Is she?
Yeah.
Does she live in Chester? No, Paul, none of them live in Chester.
Yeah, what about?
I don't know, it's a nice place, isn't it?
It is nice, yeah. I love you guys.
I love you too.
I am now making any potential dates listen to at least one episode of your show before I'll agree to go out with them.
Very sensible.
Thanks for helping me weed out the smacktards. That's from Rachel Spanneth.
You get your spanners off her, don't you? Yeah. You really get your spanners.
You would. You get your spanners worth.
I definitely think that she should be asking people to listen back to as many episodes as possible.
Yeah,
remind me of that later on in the show. I have something relatively funny to tell you.
I will try to remember.
It's only relatively
funny.
I
don't have a great memory. One last comment.
Sorry.
Comment. I've been listening for too long and I seriously am starting to think it's affecting me. Yesterday I ran into my coffee table and told it, "Watch a twat." Yes, Punky has me insulting my furniture, but it makes life more fun. So listen to them. That's Anna Milanovic.
Yeah,
Anna M.
The problem there is, Anna, even though you do design a great flyer, you're not using the English correctly there. Because you wouldn't walk into a coffee table and say, "Watch your twat."
Watch your twat. That means hello, twat.
You were saying, "Hello, twat. How are you?"
Unless you were really surprised to see the piece of furniture.
What you would do is you'd actually do, you'd tell yourself off, and you go, "No, fuck it, twat." Oh, God, oh. Four times now, I've stubbed my toe on the bottom left-hand leg of my bed. Four times.
Four times?
Four times I've done it now. None of the others, all same.
No other corners? Same, you would have covered
toe,
the whole lot.
Same toe. Every time. Big toe.
Right.
And I did not say, "Watch a twat," when it happened the fourth time. I said, "What a twat," for doing it again. Maybe that's because I'm a short bus window licker, and so are the next band.
Okay.
I don't think we played these when we did our Pumpkin Records and EHC Records special. from the brilliant, fabulous compilation UK Punks 1, Pay No More Than £5.
Nice.
I don't think we did play the Short Bus Window Lickers.
I think we'd have remembered.
Yeah, because we played 3CR and Dirty Love and... did we tell the
Dead Pets? Yeah,
and
yeah.
We played Two Sick Monkeys, didn't we? And we played Cheeky Chain. Did we play The Cunts?
We must have played The Cunts.
Surely we played The Cunts. Surely.
Even if it was rubbish, we still would have played it with that name.
And we might have played Kamikaze Sperm or Spit Roast. But anyway, it's a really good album. do get it. £5 as well. There's about 30 tracks on it. Probably just under 28, probably. I can tell you. I won't right now. So I reckon you're probably going to get the MySpace page for these.
Okay.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is the MySpace... I know very little about the Short Bus Window Lickers.
Right.
Because there's only just this one track on here. I checked out their MySpace page briefly. Mm. They're harsh.
Okay.
Harsh. I'd like to go and see them, actually. They look kind of Riot Squad-y.
Oh, right, nice.
Kind of Riot Squad-y, but with a longer name. What is the MySpace page of Short Bus Window Lickers?
MySpace.com/ShortBusWindowLickers.
No, apparently, if you do /ShortBusWindowLickers, you get a 19-year-old in America called Penny Lane. No, it is. You're right. It's probably been Internet 2. It's only one. And this is Zombie Nightmare. Zombie Nightmare.
It would be a nightmare, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Mm. Yeah, zombies, bad thing.
They're not good.
Not really.
No. And do you know what? I just find them a bit irritating.
Yeah, they're not they're really like, dangerous, are they?
See, all these people going, oh, zombie films are classics. I can understand, which one's the one in the shopping mall? Is that Dawn of the Dead,
I think.
That is a good reflection.
Or was it Day of the Dead?
Day of the Dead, whichever one it was, that was a good... A good reflection of modern consumer society.
Yeah.
And the irony was not lost on me that really we are the zombies.
Yeah.
However, there's loads of zombie films, and in them, basically, there's a load of geezers dressed up like bit parts in Thriller, walking around quite slowly.
Yeah, moaning.
They never really get any speed up, do they?
No. They're only really dangerous when you get loads of them.
Yeah.
And then what do? They just kind of like...
They just go... And then you do... You get eaten. That's quite bad.
Yeah.
If you get caught.
Exactly.
But it's not that instant hit of a vampire or a werewolf, is it?
No.
I'd feel pretty shortchanged as a monster if I was a zombie. Speaking of zombies.
Yes.
It's not fair to say that. I was about to say our friends GoDaddy.com, and that's not fair to say that. Speaking of zombies, because when I start the music, it's by Zombie Ghost Train.
Got you.
Have you had a chance yet to look at the website of GoDaddy.com?
Not yet.
Let me tell you a little bit about it, Tony. Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
SSLs,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting.
Nice.
So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, which entitles you, that is
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby!
Nice touch.
Thank you.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Can you say something for me?
I can do. Don't forget, folks, we're on BT Pod Show. Please do check out our BT Pod Show page, punkyradio.btpodshow.com. Once maybe start featuring some of the comments on that page. So if you do want to leave us a comment, you can do it there as
might
well.
Might do it next week.
Might do. Or you can, and you can either leave us a review on there. Please do that if you can. Because I think we've only got a few on there, and one's quite old. So do reviewers.
And you can start your own radio station.
You can.
Of course, you are coming onto that.
Yes. You can start your own radio channel, add the shows you like and you listen to, and you can listen to that.
It's also good. There's a lot of good podcasts on there.
There are a lot, and we are on there.
We're the best one, of course.
Of course. And you can listen to all the past shows as a reminder of the past show thing you told you to remind about before. Hey?
This is funny.
It's like that. We go back to April. From last year, 2006.
And so does Andy Davis.
Really?
Andy Davis, the man responsible for the quality recording that is Goths on Holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
I spoke to Andy the other day, and he said, Here, Paul. I went, yes, Andy. That's how he talks, by the way. That is a brilliant impression by me. Brilliant. He says, here, Paul, I've managed to download every single one of your podcasts the last April. Because I thought, well, There's not really much point in me coming in late. I'll just listen to all of them. He said, I've worked out it's about 3.5 days.
Oh,
Andy, that is a lost week. And he went, no, mate, I'm not doing it in one go.
Nice.
I'll probably do it over sort of two. Fair play to Andy. And you know what he said? He said, here, mate, because he's not very expressive, Andy.
Right, okay.
He said to me, you're quite funny. thanks. Yeah, he said, the music's all right as well.
All right.
That is high praise indeed.
Nice.
This is from the same man for those of you who might... I think Andy doesn't realise he's featured on this show a little bit.
Yeah.
As time goes on, he's going to suddenly reach this bit and go, now I understand.
Yeah.
What a legend I think this man is. Because he's not going to hear this till probably Wednesday.
Probably, yeah.
If he's doing them back to back. But I don't know how far he's caught up. He was going, it's brilliant. It's all the way back to last April. It's amazing. this is the man who said to me, women put you off a higher purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
And he is, of course, correct.
Well.
You do?
Do they?
Yeah.
Really?
How else?
Okay.
How else did I end up
okay.
in a single bed in a hall of residence of London Metropolitan University on Friday night? How else?
It's a good point, and you made it well.
My higher purpose was simply driving home.
Yeah.
But no.
No.
The assembled throng.
Yeah.
Said, here, why don't you get really hammered with us?
She's wearing a thong.
Yes, she's wearing a thong. Oh. No, they said, why don't you just get hammered with us? And yeah. The girl in question, so it's innocent, kids, don't worry.
Yeah.
Girls, it's all right. She said, you can stay in my room and I'll go down the corridor with my mate. And hello to Helena... Or Helena. Might be Helena. And Jossie. Yeah, Jossie.
Or is it Joss?
Jossie.
Okay.
And Livia. And the bloke.
Nice.
Typical of me, isn't it?
Brilliant.
Can't remember the bloke's name.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a nice fella. And hopefully, A, I'm going to remember his name. And B, he was one most likely to listen to Punky.
Ah.
Here's a nice fella. Another suck, another brother.
This is wrong.
Another day, you're in the sleep. For your life,
we want to claim.
No, we are where it is. It's only money.
Let's just
No, it's society. Foul Jokers.
Oh, Dirty Jokers.
From Italia. Foul Jokers. That's not a rubbish Italian accent.
I can't do that.
No, mine.
Oh, yours.
Mine. Yours was spot on, mate. That's another track from their demo, which I think it is for sale.
Right.
You definitely want to check out their MySpace page, which is, Tony?
What were they called again, sorry?
Foul Jokers.
MySpace.com/FoulJokersBand.
Ah, I should have left the band off.
Oh,
Foul Jokers.
Ooh.
Paulie beat. It was my pause.
Yeah, it was.
You thought Paul's helping me out here. There must be a bit more. The games I play.
You think I know by now, won't you?
I'm an enigma, actually a mystery, mate. You don't know how to take me anymore.
Not really.
It's all too much for you.
Since the boyfriend thing.
It's enough to make a girl want to tidy a hamster. Yeah, myspace.com/FoulJokers. They're really nice fellas and they love Punky.
Oh, nice one.
And they've got some great tracks. I think we played Guns, Money, Death and Drugs before.
Right.
Or Rotten Punks, one of the two. But there's six tracks on here and they all rock. They're all a little bit different from each other.
Oh, good.
But they rock. But I think you might understand why they're all a little bit different from each other when you look at the assembled band. Now, what I'm going to say to you, Tony, before I show you the picture is, right, there's a chav, there's a geezer out the spliffs, there's a geezer from the deep south, there's a beetle, there's a full-on punk rocker, and there's your uncle at a wedding, 1985. See if you can spot them from these pictures.
Nice.
How about that? I'm particularly loving the Beatle.
Which one do you count as the Beatle?
For goodness sake.
The bass player or the drummer? Depends which era you're talking about.
Well, I'm talking about classic Mop Top.
Oh, that'd be that one then, yeah. But he looks like George Harrison in the later days.
No, the drummer's your uncle at a wedding in the 80s. Okay. The Deaths.
Yeah, yeah.
Check out their page. There's photos of them on their page. Foul Jokers. They're the kind of band. You know how I was saying that I'd really love to see Monkey Bones?
Just seen the chav.
Because Monkey Bones looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Foul Jokers, I just want to see him live.
Yeah.
But I think that's why every song's a little bit different. Because clearly the band have all got different musical influences behind them.
Mm.
So they're not just a punk band.
Right.
They're more than a punk band. They're a punk band that could also be an excellent cartoon.
And that's the best picture they could find of themselves to put on their CD sleeve.
So here they are, the Foul Jokers. anyway, that's Foul Jokers. That is really good. I'm only lightly taking the piss here. I think they're fantastic.
It is.
And thank you so much for sending us that, Foul Jokers, and good luck. And we love to play Italian bands. We play quite a lot of Italian punk bands.
Yeah, we had the special, didn't we? Is it Music Box?
Indie Box.
Yeah.
We should dig all that stuff out again, because we only played one track of each album.
Yeah.
That was rather childish and remiss.
Sure.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe get to Italy and get some free accommodation for getting the friends out there. If everyone wants to
That's
go.
In the bag, mate. It's in the bag.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Oh,
all
sweet.
I've got to do is phone up Italy and go, I'm coming.
Italy. Hello? Italy?
And they go, I know, hello, a Paul.
That's it. Back on form.
We've been expecting you.
What was that?
I don't know. It was just a little bit evil. My pretty. Big Slap Barbie, of course. We had a competition with them last week.
Oh, of course.
We'd
yeah.
like to know who won.
Yes,
the correct
please.
Answer was that, yes, she used to be a man.
Okay.
However, I didn't think it was fair to broadcast that. So I've accepted the other answers that came in that were no. Geeta from Big Slap Barbie has never been a man.
Right.
Just to do Bird a favour. I say Bird, Geeta Bird.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Just to do her a favour. And if you're wondering why I'm being a little bit harsh to her, she's giving me shit on my profile, man.
Is she?
Called me a British bitch.
A British bitch?
I'm not, I'm English.
Yeah.
Get it right, girl.
What about?
I'm an English bitch. Yeah,
I
so
don't know.
So anyway, she wrote, young British bitch, how's it going? And I put something on there. I shouldn't have got involved. You know what I'm like with these teenagers.
Yeah.
Right. I shouldn't have got involved. But I got involved, didn't I?
Did you?
I went and got involved.
What are you going to do that for?
Tony.
Yeah.
I only went and got involved, didn't I?
Oh,
yeah, I went and got involved. wrote on her one, oi, less of the British, I'm English. Right, yeah. Bloody foreigners or something, not under, or something like that. Yeah. So then she sends me one back going, yo, English bitch, don't sound so cool, you pussy, or something hilarious.
Right.
Like that. So I just went back on her page and wrote, at least I didn't used to have a cock. Like, but I know that what I'm going to get back from her is you still haven't got one or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, this is going to go on. Yeah. This is going to become the ballad of Paul and Geeta. She's not even called Geeta. Do you know what she's called?
Alan?
Dave, close. Bridget. What sort of big Ponzi girl's name is Bridget. Brigitte. Geeta. I call her Geeta.
Yeah.
She calls me British bitch. I don't know who's come off worse, really.
I don't know.
I
call it a jaw.
No,
don't call it a jaw.
Hold on. Did I say, at least I didn't used to have a cock?
Yes, you did.
That's already backfired, hasn't it?
Yes.
That would suggest that I didn't used to have a cock. I haven't really thought this through, have
not
I?
Not really. It's not your finest hour.
I told you, mate. I got involved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I haven't thought this through at all. Oh, knickers. which I could quite clearly wear.
Yes.
In the old days when I didn't used to have a cock.
That's right. But now it's grown in.
Why didn't I think of that?
I don't know.
I've let myself down there.
Yeah.
She's probably shown all of her MySpace friends, both of them, with gleeful abandon. Look what he's done now. Look what he's done. He's told everyone he didn't used to have a cock. What was I thinking? This has backfired massively. Anyway, the two winners were neither of whom have ever had penises.
Right.
Mike Fitzsimmons. But does Simmons fit Mike? And Dan, the Boav Spython.
Right.
They're the two that won.
Okay.
I've got another little note here saying Motor Sounds compilation, but we're going to do that next week.
Okay, yep.
Because we've got good reason to.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Always thinking.
Yeah.
Tell you what. People think this show's all planned out and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I certainly didn't plan to tell everyone that I didn't used to have a cock.
No, no.
That's and I.
It's an admission I never thought I'd hear.
Frankly, I didn't really want to tell people that I slept in a 19-year-old's bed on Friday night, albeit alone.
Yeah.
They're still half my age, even if they're not in the room.
Yeah, that is true.
But it is a bit odd, isn't
they're
it?
A bit odd. Yeah.
A fucking great night, though.
Well,
great
I bet it was.
Time. They made me chips with mayonnaise in that.
Oh,
felt
nice.
Ever so Belgian. Mind you, I was with young'uns. Just thought of that. I think I really ought to move on.
Okay.
Right, then. So, where are we? Yes. The Quakes.
Oh, right.
I love the Quakes.
We do like them.
And you love the Quakes, too.
Yeah.
But I love them more than you do.
Probably.
Which is handy, because they love me more than they love you. Well, they don't know you.
Of course they don't.
It's me that deals with them. They do know you. Paul Roman, the lead singer, lovely fella.
Yeah.
And they re-released this album, Quiff Rock, a while ago. And not a while ago, recently, by our standards, a few months ago. And it has got the best version of Rockabilly Guy there's ever been. And you should buy it for that track alone, but we don't have permission to play it. It's a cover version.
Right.
I'm working on that for show in a couple of weeks' time, though.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. Might be playing a few covers in a couple of weeks' time. I've got a little plan.
Always working.
I've got a little plan. Always working.
Always.
Right. What we're playing this week is, I think it's the last track on the original album. This one's been, it's been reissued with half a dozen bonus tracks on it, one of which we might have played before. It's one called People Suck. That's really cool.
Right.
It's not what you're thinking. That's track 20, and track 21 is I'm Going to Hurt Someone. You don't want to get that in the wrong order. But yeah, we're playing track 14, Thrills and Sensations,
right,
which also features on their MySpace page. Now, this, I think, is testament to this great band that it could be the final track of a 14-track album and be worthy of being featured on their MySpace page and be worthy of Punky.
Nice.
They're on European tour at the moment.
Are they?
And they're taking in Germany and Denmark and Poland and a few other places in Europe.
Excellent.
Which we are technically not in Europe.
No.
Not mainland Europe. We are England.
We are England.
A part of Great Britain. We are the England, rather like the Ukraine. I'd like to be called the England.
The England. That'd be
I
nice.
Think it'd be much better.
Yeah.
All these people going, you can't call them the Ukraine. What's the other one? The other the...
Don't know. The Netherlands?
The Netherlands? God, yeah, they get that, don't they?
Yeah,
they get
yeah.
They get the Netherlands, which obviously means the bottom area.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't it? They are the bottom area. We are the Eng. And I'd appreciate if they could break up the Eng and Land and add an ER, so we could be the England.
Yeah,
that'd be brilliant. That's I want to be from the England.
Yeah.
Any road up?
Okay.
The Quakes aren't coming to the England, but they are going to Europe. So please do check out the Quakes MySpace page. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Quakes MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheQuakes.
It is. And it's Paulie B and Internet 3, Tony 2. And this is Thrills and Sensations. Sensations, that's the Quakes.
Nice.
This is the Planet Smashers.
Oi!
Loving the Planet Smashers.
Guys.
I was playing Texas Hold'em the other night. I've been playing quite a lot of it.
Yes.
We haven't discussed it, have we, really? Texas Hold'em.
We've hit upon it, yeah.
But I hadn't started playing, had I, when we talked about it before?
Not really, no. You were just started.
I've started playing.
You've
now.
You've really got
with
into
a
it now,
vengeance.
Haven't you?
Yeah, it's my latest addiction.
It's good, isn't it?
Love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it, but I was playing the other night, and I seem to play a lot of high school students from Canardina because of the time I'm playing.
Right,
so
yeah,
I play
yeah.
when I get in from a gig.
Got you.
And they're
hours.
5 hours behind or whatever.
Yeah.
And hello, Misha.
Right. Okay.
Who's in Alberta? And Misha, I protected her.
Did you?
From the hooded claw. Keep the vampire from your door. When the chips are down, I'll be around with my undying, death-defying love for you. Envy has hurt itself. Let yourself be beautiful. Sparkle in the fire clouds and pretty girls. Love is like an energy. Threatening inside of me. Something like, hee hee.
It works with
something
the voice.
Something about, they, oh, with desire, love. With tongues of fire,
burns
the soul. Make love your goal.
Is it really tongues of fire?
Of love. Well, they were homos.
Well, yes, they were. You think? All that relaxed, don't
well,
do it.
What a great song. When you think of all the versions, all the different songs called The Power of
Power
Love,
of love
there
yeah.
are.
Same year.
That one, I know, that one is just brilliant.
Yeah. Well, the Jennifer Rush version, as discussed. With shit.
It's disgusting. That's the worst one. I can just about handle. Who was the other one? Robert Plant. Was it Robert Plant? No, not
Huey
Robert
Lewis
Plant.
In the News.
Huey Lewis in the News.
Back to the Future.
And that's the power of love. That's the South Park version.
Yeah. Two accents. Pirates. South Park esque American accents.
Yeah, I see. I can't actually mimic any character from South Park except Mr. Garrison occasionally.
the camp one.
Yeah, I can occasionally do Mr. Mackey as well. Drugs are bad. I'm going.
Okay.
I'm going.
Yeah.
Drugs bad and dry. Alcohol's bad and dry. And then, oh no, Mr. Head. I might try that again. Oh, Mr. Head. I do like Mr. Garrison. I watched him the other day when Mr. Garrison decided to be lesbian. It reminded me of St. Louis.
Right, yeah.
Yes, what was I on about here?
Don't know.
Doesn't matter really, does it? Well, what were we talking about then?
I don't know, we just started singing and we got a bit sidetracked.
Why did we sing the Power Lock? That's the Power Lock. Why did we do that for?
Don't know. I haven't got a clue. We're talking about the Planet Smashers.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where we got to that from.
I was playing poker.
Oh, yeah, and yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
And you protected her.
I protected her from the hooded
claw.
Here
we go.
Wah! 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 Thought I'd mix it up a bit.
The gay flourish. Fair
thought
enough.
I'd mix it up
I like
a bit.
It. Carry on.
Yeah. What I've noticed is when you go on Texas Hold'em, and as soon as a girl appears on a table, all the fellas just bounce on her.
Where are you from?
Where are you from? You look really nice. Yeah. Oh, that's a nice profile
nice
picture.
Photo.
Oh,
yeah.
you're really nice. I want to talk to you for a bit. And then they're like, do you mind? I'm trying to play cards. Or they don't say anything at all. And then they're like, oh, honey, what's up? And then if they say, sorry, guys, just trying to play cards. Oh, hi, Mish. Hi there. Hi. Yeah. Well, not Mish, but in this instance, it was her.
Yeah.
So I thought, right, if these blokes want to know what flirting is, I'll show them fucking flirting. I flirted with her to within an inch of her life.
Right.
The rest of the fellas just gave up. And I looked after her, basically, while she was on the table. She took me to the fucking cleaners.
Did she?
I was so busy looking after her, completely forgetting to play cards.
Did you give her some chips?
Yeah, absolutely. I gave her one.
I bet you did.
I did. I just sent one over after a while. All part of the flirting process. I didn't do it on a first meeting. This was the second or third time we'd found each other on a table. But yeah, hi, Mish. She's really nice.
Is she? Excellent.
She's slightly under 30 and a nurse.
Nice.
Need I say more?
Nice, Mish.
She's in Canada somewhere. Drive me to the airport.
Drive me to the airport.
And what song is that?
Fly Me to the Moon, just a little bit changed.
Is that the same way that's the other way around from Jefferson Airplane becoming Jefferson Starship and going all shit?
Yeah, that's true.
Because they were great as Jefferson. What were they called before Jefferson Airplane?
No idea.
Jefferson Motorbike.
Were they?
No.
Oh, that'd be nice though, wouldn't it?
Jefferson Space Hopper. They'd have brought out a brilliant song.
It would be great.
Because let's face it, Jefferson Airplane brought out Don't You Want Somebody to Love, which I can't do with this voice.
No.
And White Rabbit too. White Rabbit, which as discussed on our old radio show, first ever goth song in my opinion.
Alright, yeah.
Had it all. But yeah, then he went to be Jefferson Starship and got a bit rubbish, and then they became Starship and they built this city on rock and roll. Possibly the worst song of the 1980s.
Oh, didn't they do
including What's the Matter You Hey? No respect.
Didn't they not do also the one for Mannequin? That I can't remember what the name is. That was worse than the building.
Is it called Mannequin?
The film's called Mannequin.
No, but is the song called Mannequin?
No. I'll remember it.
Of course
it's awful.
Will. I can't believe that they're advertising this fucking dirty dancing bollocks.
Oh, and just avoided it last night.
They're using Nobody Puts Baby in a Corner.
Yeah, I know. In 10 minutes,
look,
Baby
mate,
gets into a corner.
I really need to get on with this. We've talked
for
6 minutes. The Wrench magazine. I've discussed them before.
Yeah.
Quarterly. Cars. Psychobilly. Rock and roll. Bit of punk rock. Latest issue. Got a new feature. Page 38. What does it say, Tom?
Paulie B from Punky.
I'm writing a fucking column for him.
Nice.
And I'm just going to read you a bit of it because I am an egomaniac.
Nothing's going to stop us now. That was called.
Is it?
Sorry, carry on.
Christ. The all new Punky radio column. Gooper. Doing an internet radio show was always going to be problematic, but living 135 miles from the studio where Tony, open brackets, my co-host, close brackets, you get a mention.
Aww.
And I produce it is proving to be a wear on both my tyres and my patience. It does, however, avail me the opportunity to play exactly what I want, say exactly what I please, and act as irresponsibly as I can for the benefit of the thousands of listeners across the globe that we now possess on a, open brackets, roughly, close brackets, weekly basis. In recent months, I have dismissed the Scottish... The Scottish. That's a Scottish goth. The Scottish. The Scottish as a nation of gobbers unable to say purple burglar alarm, driven at least one Canadian teenager to tears, collectively accused the Belgians of only becoming masked confections to attract young people, and turned down a request to email a photograph of my erect penis to a lady in El Salvador. I've also trawled the internet for more amazing bands to introduce to our listeners than ever, than I ever have, and have for your perusal this month. Sorry. Gravmar and the Gravediggers, the Forget-Me-Nots, the Rarest and Wonk Unit.
Nice.
And we've all been on the show and there are descriptions of them. And it's really great because I think they're going to let us do it every single month. Of more interest are the other features in it. Well, I particularly was pleased with the interview with the Guanabats. And did I tell you I've been in touch with Pip from the Guanabats?
No.
To see if we could play some of their stuff. And he said we sold all the rights to it years ago.
Oh, right, okay.
And I don't even know where the rights have gone. He said I think they might have... He said they certainly went to Link Records at some point, but Link Record appeared to just be a section of Cherry Red or Anagram, I can't remember which. Cherry Red. And I've sent emails to Cherry Red and got nothing back.
Right.
So I'm trying to track down. If anyone out there knows who owns the rights to Guanabats material, could you please email paulieb@punkyradio.com? It would be really useful, because we've been given permission by the band to play their stuff.
Right.
But we need the permission of the copyright holder, and I really want to play some bats because they're fantastic. Anyway, there's very interestingly in here, there's a bit about a place called Tattoo U in Reading, which is, guess what?
What?
Butchers. It's a tattoo parlour.
Okay.
But the guy who runs it is, and they don't call him that name here, but I know him as Humongous, the lead singer of the Coffin Nails.
All right.
But he's called Clunky in here. I don't know how long he's been called Clunky. Maybe it's not fashionable to call him Humongous anymore. But he was certainly called Humongous for years.
Right.
Certainly when I used to go and watch. Anyway, The Wrench is a brilliant magazine. And Zoe, who runs it, is a lovely lady.
Oh, cool.
And Joe, Alcoholic Rats Joe.
Yeah.
Little Joe, bless her. Little Joe. Oh, she's so cute, little Joe.
Oh.
She loves Pip. She loves Pip. From the oh, she loves Pip. And what larks, Pip. I'd love to say that. I'd love to meet Pip from the Guanabats and walk up to him and just do a load of crap lines from Great Expectations. Just walk up. He's a big fucker.
Is he?
Yeah, and just walk up and go, what larks, Pip? Ruffle his hair and run off. He'd kill me.
Yeah.
Pip's moved to California. I'll probably do it on my next trip.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. So, The Wrench, it says on the front, art, cars, music, culture. It's fantastic. Oh, sorry, Little Joe's involved, and she does the questions for the bands.
Right.
She did the questions for Goldplay that were in the last one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the questions for Guanabats. And Little Joe's responsible for me knowing who the Jewel are.
Right.
So okay. Thank you, Little Joe, because you brought our listeners a lot of pleasure.
Yeah.
I didn't say about the bitch slap, but I'll do that in a bit. I said who the winners were. I didn't say what they were going to win.
Yep.
Next track, man. Do you know what this show's been lacking?
What's that?
More than its fair share of cock rock.
Cock rock?
That's
it's
right.
It's been a while.
Cock rock. Do you remember when we played the Imperial Vipers before?
How can I forget?
I love the Imperial Vipers. Have we played them on Punky?
I don't know. Actually.
We have. We played Kick a Hole. Because it had swear words in it.
Oh, right.
Because we're that childish.
That's us. Wasn't that the remit for this show?
It was, yeah, but then we ran out of songs with swear words.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
If you've got songs with swear words, send them to Punky Radio.
We'd play them.
We have a PO box. Please pay attention to what it says on our profile.
Yes.
And stop sending me fucking messages saying, hey, dude, check out our profile and you can play our music.
Send us a CD.
Right.
CDs only.
CDs only. If we can't flog it, we're not playing it. That's fair enough. That's the whole point of it, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a point.
If we can't flog it, we're not playing it.
Yep.
We can flog this. This is from their debut album, the Imperial Vipers. What I particularly like about Imperial Vipers is that they're from Luton. Well, they're from Dunstable. When you take the D off Dunstable, what do you get? Unstable.
Unstable.
Dangerous place, Dunstable. No, right. Wow, I did my own echo there. How did I do that? Dangerous place, Dunstable. But they've put down that they're from London and Luton on their MySpace page.
Okay.
They've left off Dunstable. But everybody knows.
Close, though, isn't it?
In exactly the same way that Catch a Goo Goo didn't want everyone to know that they were from Leighton Buzzard.
Are they?
Yeah, all of them.
Oh, okay.
Imagine Catch a Goo Goo just walking around Leighton Buzzard in the very early 80s. I can't. But anyway, Imperial Vipers. This is great. Do you know what? I think they're kind of Towers of London-y, Imperial Vipers.
Mm.
In that, but they're a little bit more serious than Towers of London.
Right.
Even though Towers of London try and be serious.
Yeah.
Imperial Vipers are a little bit more. I mean, look, that's a very serious face, isn't it?
It's very serious
they
face.
Are. Right. Really good band. We interviewed them on our radio show.
Right.
Or I interviewed them on our radio show.
Right.
Didn't get a lot out of Lee Singer. Think he was drunk.
Oh. Oh, was he really?
Or I might have been.
Okay.
It's no one who got sacked. That
hardly ever happened. just left.
Yeah.
We left.
Anyway, what am I doing now? I've got to find. So, I'm going to play track two.
Right.
Right, which isn't actually classic cock rock.
Oh.
That's my chair, by the way. Oh, Tony. Oh, Tony. Oh, Tony.
It's wrong.
Tony,
it's
tidy
wrong.
My hamster.
It's wrong. It's wrong.
Tidy
it's
my
wrong.
Hamster.
It's wrong.
Tidy
it's
my
wrong.
Hamster.
It's wrong. It's wrong.
Tidy
it's
my
wrong.
Hamster.
It's wrong.
We should make this show on a ship. That's where we'll go next, isn't it? We will. We get after that. We'll end up being like Radio Caroline. We will.
Yeah?
Yeah. Any road up. Imperial Vipers. This is from their album Searching, Falling, Silence. What I want to know is, Tony, it's probably been Internet 3, Tony 2 at the moment.
Okay.
You could level it with this. What is Imperial Vipers' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Imperial Vipers.
Good boy. This is Mercury Rising. I think you're going to like this, Tony. This also reminds me just a little bit of Zodiac Mind Warp.
Okay.
Since we will fall, the future she holds in her hand. No dreams she has told many a boy, the fortune teller understands. Now and then she used to pretend that maybe she'd seen a better day. When men, the boys, take destructive toys with love and put the bombs away. Again, 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 she's telling me that I can't see.
So, do you think we'll ever tire of this song?
No.
This tune.
I don't think so.
Do you know what? I sing it. I sing it to myself all the time.
Yeah. I know you do. You used to do it in the studio.
Yeah, but I don't sing this bit. I sing punches. 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 I can do that with my voice.
I never get tired of it because I don't ever really listen the whole way through, which is kind of like in the background.
It is.
It's still kind of nice.
Yeah, that's. But if you listen to it all the way through, it's a brilliant number. Yeah. But we never.
No, we never got.
We're still
more
waiting
followed,
for the Scourge. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did hear. I heard from him to say that.
We could use it.
There was a hold, no, but there was a hold up with the rights issues for a lot of the other stuff, and there was new material they were doing and all that that he was going to send me, and they maybe just haven't finished it yet.
All right, okay.
But the thing about Captain Marbles is, the gloriously random Captain Marbles,
yeah,
is that you don't hear from him from one year to the next, and then he suddenly gets in touch.
Okay.
Or shows up at my gig in Letchworth, which really surprised me. So hopefully we'll have more information on how you can get there. Get this, basically.
Yeah.
Because we've still never let this on, have we? We've been good boys.
No, yeah,
we've been good boys with this.
We are good boys.
We are good boys. Yeah, I just wanted to say that Mike Fitzsimmons and Dan Barav's Python.
Yeah.
Have won the Bitch Slap Barbie EP.
Yeah.
And some other stuff that I'm going to put in with it.
Okay.
Because it's only 5 tracks.
Right.
And I don't know where they both are. Probably on the other side of the world.
Probably.
I don't have to pay for postage. I might as well bung some other stuff in. So there'll be some other bits and bobs in it. They'll probably get a Paul B's first CD or something.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm nice like that.
All right.
But sometimes they send them back. Why, I should don't know. And I've always got stickers and badges. They'll get a bar party badge from me.
Yep.
Stickers and badges and things like that. They'll get extra bits and bobs, basically. Don't bother voting for us this week, Podcast Alley. Do it next week.
Do it next week.
Do it next week, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it next week.
Fair enough.
Because it's going to go up next week on about the 28th, 29th or something.
26th is Friday next week.
So then 29th, 30th. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog. So, I think my voice might be like this forever.
I think so.
Yeah. What's happened there? Do you think, I've said anything that I'm going to regret this week?
Possibly, yeah.
God, fuck it.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.